Hello and welcome to the podcast, Old Friends and New, put on by the Christ Church Ladies Fellowship here in Moscow, Idaho for the Bible Reading Challenge. My name is Catherine Church. Well, 2020 is here and we are plugging along with the Bible Reading Challenge. If you haven't joined us before, we would absolutely love for you to jump in. That's the whole idea, is to just jump back in. And if you haven't started, you don't need to go back to the beginning. We'll get around there again soon enough. Today, we have myself on the podcast, my sister Carolyn Wilson, and Kate Sumter. So I'll let you listen. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the Facebook Live for the Bible Reading Challenge. We've got Kate Sumter here today.
Hi.
My sister, Carolyn Wilson. Howdy. And I'm Catherine Church. So we're in the middle of winter. For us, we were actually kind of starting winter. We had snow dump after a really green Christmas.
Yes.
Which is fun, but a little bit dicey driving. So anyways, jumping in Isaiah and Matthew, we started talking about this a little bit, and I had a thought, but I'll start with Kate to see if you had any thoughts.
Oh, my thoughts. Well, yes. I've been really enjoying Isaiah this go round, been able to track a lot better with the whole theme of the book, kind of be able to overreach and see the first half being the warnings, the woes, what God is doing to the nation surrounding that, Israel and Israel itself being punished. And then as the second half of Isaiah cruises into God's redemption, he's proclaiming Jesus is coming. And so I've been able to really hold that together. And so encouragement to ladies who are cruising through Isaiah to keep going, hold it together, and we're going to come back. You know, we'll see it again soon.
Yes, that's good. Any added points on that, Carolyn?
Yeah,
you were talking about soaring high above.
So. I was. I like to soar. I like to be a born as, on wings as eagles, I think. How is that according, Isaiah?
There we go.
Is that relevant? Relevance? No. I've enjoyed, because I was saying to the ladies, I think we've done this before, of putting Matthew and Isaiah together before, that juxtaposition of them. And I love that, because here's Isaiah promising the Messiah. And of course, we all just came out of Christmas, so I have the Messiah going through my head every time certain passages crop up.
You can't
which
read certain
you
passages.
You can't, and Isaiah's chock full of them.
Hearing.
Yeah.
Some of the songs are like that way, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh,
yeah. It's so full.
Yeah, just kudos to Handel, by the way, for that.
Thank you.
Handel to Messiah. Yes. Being a snob. You are. Anyway, all this to say, I love seeing then we jump to Matthew, and here he is in the flesh. So everything Isaiah is talking about, hey, he's coming, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. You know, and we see all that actually in action, that he's coming to heal the nations. Here he is healing them physically, as well, of course, spiritually, which is coming. And I really enjoy that. Not to mention, I think Kate references the violence that Isaiah has. You know, here's the judgments and the divisions between God's people and the people who are not turning to him. And here's Jesus in Matthew saying, I didn't come to bring peace, I'm coming to bring sword. And by that, he doesn't mean I'm coming to bring war. You know, we don't want to look at it that way. But that if you believe in me, I'm sorry, guys, there's no dithering. It's you're with him or you're not.
Right.
There's no clean cut.
Yep.
No. So.
No, and if you think about, this is a little bit sidetracked on that, but you see the woes in Isaiah, and then you see the Christmas story, the huge slaughter that comes with the Christmas story, you know, and Rachel weeping, you know, I mean, all part of it. And then again, we see it, it's the repeat of what happened to the baby in Israel and back in Egypt.
Yep.
And so that there's this mix of emotion right there and the sweetness of a savior to come, because without him, well, this is what we do. You know,
right.
We just, and then, you know, we give our children over to Molech and we burn them in the fire, you know, and it's what we do without a savior.
It's like we default to child sacrifice every time.
Yeah.
Do you feel it? You know, do you notice that?
There has to be blood. There has to be blood. Yeah. And then instead of, you know, the savior's blood.
Yeah.
It's
right. But we also, there, you're absolutely right. And if you're classically educated, you probably hear these themes throughout, right? Iliad, Odyssey, etc. But it's true of every nation, and it's not just blood, it's kids' blood. It's children most of the time. And here we are in one of the bloodiest times of history that way. And we have people at Golden Globes going, well, I wouldn't be where I was today if I basically hadn't killed my unborn child. And you go, did you hear yourself? Well, they do. And so it's encouraging then to read going, there will be a time of redemption.
Right.
Lord willing.
The light in the darkness is so piercing.
Yes.
You know, because here is the baby that will be the sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know, he was born at Christmas. And
so if we go back to Jesus saying, I'm not coming to bring peace, but a sword.
Yeah.
We hold that and say, there's always a sword.
Right.
Yep.
Which sword? We want our king to wield it. We don't want to hold it. We want our king to be dividing us and saving us from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the sword is good.
The sword is good,
which is hard for probably a lot of modern evangelicalism to hear.
Yeah. Well, that pruning is, again, is the cutting out the dead, you know, that is in, or the fig tree, or, you know, whatever it might be. But that, all those that things, pruning that is absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
There was another spot that hit me with,
Small child.
We have a child here. But there's snacks over there on the counter.
On the counter, buddy.
But almost no, what hit, no, it's fine. But what hit me in Isaiah 58 was because we're talking about Sabbath. So the next crowd sailing issue. So if that's the newsletter that got started, there's been two of them for Bible Reading Challenge.
What was the first one on?
The first one was kind of
was
just
the Christmas
intro.
One?
No, that was the second one.
Oh, that was
so
the second
first one.
One
was basically the intro. What is, you know, how do we read the Bible? What is the Bible?
Oh,
you know,
right.
How does it make it happen? The Bible covering, how we covered the Bibles with the contact paper.
Yeah.
Kind of when we launched the Bible Reading Challenge, that all was in there.
Right, okay.
By the oranges.
And then the second one we did was on Christmas.
Christmas,
yeah. And that was including talking about the carol sing downtown. Mm-hmm. And then the next one that's going to come out is going to include stuff on Sabbath. So that's what hit me when I was reading or listening to Isaiah 58 this morning. At the end of the chapter, he talks about, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. So being super well watered by the Sabbath, which is very fun, and it includes a lot of food.
And the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So I hope you all were immediately up in the soprano.
Oh, there we go.
I won't do it right now.
Back to that.
Yeah.
But so just the wonderfulness of feasting on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
You know, and what that looks like can change, obviously. But
I think keeping the Sabbath is a hard command for us to do, because it's not a do not. It's a do. And we love do not.
Well, like, we do love do not.
We love do not. Yeah. Like, don't do that.
Yes.
But the do ones, we kind of don't really know how.
Mm.
And so, but this is a really good one. Just this section right here that's saying we're doing it to God's pleasure. We're doing His will and His work, not the things that we want to do. And in doing that, we're obeying Him. We're obeying His commandments.
Yeah.
No, I think we still careen, again, the history nerd, if you see me here before I do this, but we careen back and forth between overabundance of feast, gluttony, really, and like the medieval period, they knew how to feast, my goodness, you know, they could do that. And then you careen the other way. I would actually not say the Puritans, which often get the rap for that. No, they knew how to party and feast. Actually, Victorians, who get all fussy and prissy in the 19th century about all these things, and we're still shaking that ourselves.
That's
coming
like
out
the,
of that.
The Victorian era would be like the etiquette and how to do it correctly.
How to make Sunday as unfun as possible.
Right.
You know, even like Laura
Ingalls Wilder. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's just sit. And be, you know. And my goodness. And that's not what God's saying. But I think a lot of moderns put that as, oh, you Christians, that's what Sunday means. Mm-hmm. Or even Christians think, oh, Sunday's terrible and boring. You know, new balance.
It is. Yeah. It's about a balance.
Yeah, I think it needs to be rejoicing. Sabbath is rejoicing in God.
It
like
is.
He's given us freedom. He's given us Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's given us a whole day of resting in Him. What does that look like? And it looks like joy.
It does look like joy. And being well watered and all of these things.
And food.
Yeah.
It's like food.
Exactly. You may, bud. Go for it. Anyways, also, quick question on how are you getting it this year? Are you listening or are you reading?
I'm mostly doing the audiobook, actually.
Okay.
So I'm listening mostly. Sometimes I can do audio and track with my physical book at the same time, and I really, really like that. But I've done a lot of audio this year, and I've been really enjoying it. I've heard things differently. At first I thought, oh, I'm not getting it the same way. I'm not able to see the words and hang on, but it's actually just a difference. I've been really enjoying it.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I do mixed too. And then I had Rachel LaFerrier, who's a mod on here, text me. She's like, oh, the King James version for Isaiah is great. So I tried that yesterday, which is fun.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to wrap it up as we have little people here.
Sorry.
Anyways, we will see you all next week. And to the Word.
Yay.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you. Thank you.